They may not even have their things on yet. Because it's not 3 o'clock yet.
Oh, they're prophylactics?
Yeah. That word just sounds gross.
Veritable Virgo should know better than to ask that question.
All right.
What are we discussing? He already knows.
We already said on Twitter. We have nothing to talk about. And he goes, "Well, at least you're not pepping us up for something."
You have nothing to talk about. I do have topics.
Okay. Veritable Virgo said he could hear us,
even though I've been busy all week long. I managed to put a few topics.
I've been busy too. Damn it.
That's what I heard.
All right, you ready? It looks like everybody can hear us.
Yeah, I'm as ready as I'm going to be.
All right. No, we hope this isn't going to be a shitstorm. So,
I can only get so many shitstorm artworks.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yep.
It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
My ass is not big and ragged out.
The Sistine Chapel in this bitch.
That hallway has an echo.
And here's your host, Ricky, and probably Julian, and maybe Nicole.
Yeah. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And you have downloaded episode 281 and 282. Today is May 2nd.
2010.
We need to get Lou to actually make us some... I like that intro, but we need to take Nicole out of it.
Well,
like,
yeah.
The end of it.
Because I don't want people to think that she's
ever going to come back.
Ever going to come back.
She asked if she could come back, though. She did ask if she can come back for a visit.
Well, the problem is she doesn't actually show up.
Right.
Just like to work.
I was like, well, I'll have to ask Julian. And you and Julian fucking hate each other. So
that's right.
I mean, you scratch each other's eyes out.
Because those breasts scare me.
Right. Is it her breast or her vagina?
I think we both know the answer to that.
Hello, everyone. How are you guys doing?
Welcome, everybody in the room listening to us. We are going to try our damnedest to not make this as big a shitstorm as last week's show was.
Yeah. Actually, the first part wasn't too bad. The second part was
real bad.
That's why it had a better artwork of shitstorm.
Yeah, it was real bad.
The first one just had an album art of a pile of shit.
Sarah Palin.
Yeah, Sarah Palin. No, it was a pile of shit. Oh.
No, it was...
Oh, I didn't post the picture, though. But no. The album art that on, like, the iPod that shows up on your iPod was a pile of shit.
Oh, on the website, it's Sarah Palin.
Yeah, because
which is still a pile
it.
Of shit.
Right. Actually, that's a pile of retarded shit.
Oh, God. Somebody put on Twitter the other day, mm-hmm. What's the difference between Sarah Palin's mouth and her vagina?
What?
Only one retarded thing's come out of her vagina. Yeah.
That's a good one.
I can't take credit for the joke, but I thought it was damn funny.
That was funny as shit. Can't wait to tell people at work.
I know.
That was wonderful. Yeah, last week's show, I'm not for sure what was up with us. We didn't have a lot to talk about, and maybe we weren't in the mood.
I really think we weren't in the mood. Usually, we can, even if we don't have topics, we can fake our way through it.
Right.
But we were just so out of it last weekend.
I don't know why.
I don't know.
I think it's too bad we don't have like microphones on us all week long, so that they can hear the things that we really talk about. Because some of the stuff we talk about off the show is pretty funny.
Yeah, I know. Well, I've been trying to get into a good mood today because it seems like everything I touch turns to shit so far.
Okay. Like what?
Well, let's see. Having to go to the ghetto laundromat.
Okay. First, wait. Public apology, everyone.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Friday...
It's Thursday when I got home and saw it.
Oh, okay. So, Aniko, he's
my
restricted
dog.
And back into the computer area and the kitchen. And then Julian has a door that goes into his bedroom / bathroom.
Uh-huh.
That door is usually closed. And then we put a baby gate up.
At the kitchen.
At the kitchen so that Aniko doesn't, go through there. Because... that he's just restricted in that area.
Yeah, I don't allow him on the
furniture
or my bed.
Right. So Julian gets home, and I didn't even see the note that you wrote me
right.
until like hours after I read all this stuff because I didn't go through the kitchen. So I see this, what I assume to be a passive aggressive message on Facebook.
Right.
That says, oh, I just love it when I come home and there's dog hair all over my bed. And I'm like, what the fuck is he talking
about? It wasn't passive aggressive because I left Ricky a note saying.
But I didn't see the note at that time.
I had to take my bedding to wash it because it had dog hair all over it. Please try to keep the dog off the bed.
I didn't see that note until like hours after all this.
That was just aggressive aggressive, not passive aggressive.
And he signed it as Joan.
Duh.
So, and I was like, there is no fucking way that dog got on his bed because he has been locked up ever since I got home.
Yeah. And it wasn't just a casual jump on the bed. He had been on there for a while. I could tell that he had made himself really comfortable by the amount of hair.
Well, so I'm like thinking about it, and then all these other people are replying to the messages, and I'm like, the fuck? And then Julian's like, oh, yeah, he's miraculously opened doors. And I'm like, people, bitch, you don't fucking know.
That was Jeremiah.
We don't have doors.
Like, he's like, that dog must be damn smart to to levitate over that baby gate. I'm like, and it only happens when I'm not here.
But just yesterday, maybe? Yeah, yesterday I was thinking about it, and I was like, fuck, he was unlocked. He was in the main area when I went to the gym, when I came home, and then went to the gym. So. This is my public apology to say I'm sorry.
Well,
I didn't mean to come across as a liar.
In which case, is the reason why I had to go to the ghetto laundromat this morning to wash my bedding.
There was only three people there. How was it ghetto?
You know why. Apparently, protocol there is not make eye contact, no smiling. No, and
you don't at a laundromat.
No, just pretend like nobody else is there.
Right. That's what you do.
Well, I don't know that because I'm not a
laundromat
goer.
Person.
No. So I tried saying hello to a...
You don't do that.
A lady. No, she looked at me like I had lost my...
She probably thought you were going to kill her.
Ever-loving mind.
She probably thought you were going to kill her.
I thought she was going to pull a knife out of her brassiere. That's why I tried to be
nice.
Would
that be a brassiere burker?
So... anyway, got done with that, got home, and I'm like really craving some frosted mini wheat strawberry, but there was no milk. So I'm like, okay, well.
Because the last two times we've purchased milk, it's gone bad like a week and a half before it's supposed to.
Yeah. So I'm like, well, I'll run across the store and grab some milk.
Mm-hmm.
So I get in my older car that I don't drive that often. I'm like, well, it needs to be driven. Get in there. Only turns over like once and the battery's dead. I'm like, fuck. Okay. Get in the other car, have to back it all the way through the yard because I'd pulled in the opposite way.
Uh-huh.
Went across the street, got milk. Some lady cut in line in front of me because she had to get her lotto tickets real quick. And I like got the second milk back in line.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, well, that'll be fresher.
Mm-hmm.
Got home and was totally had a funky smell to it.
Right.
So I even let you smell it and it still didn't smell right to me. So
did you throw it away?
Yeah. Well, I didn't throw the milk away, but I threw the bowl of cereal I had poured away.
Oh, well, I told you that cereal, that Strawberry Delight Frosted Flakes, it kind of makes your cereal smell like it's spoiled though.
Yeah.
Because at work one time I was drinking it and I
didn't
was like,
trust it.
Yeah.
I didn't trust it.
I drank a little bit of the milk. It was okay, but it was a little warm.
It seemed like that when I pulled out the cooler wasn't super cold.
Right.
Well, it's an Indian store, so they probably turn it down to just cold enough.
Just right there before the fog starts lifting in.
Yeah. So, yeah.
To save that much money.
Yeah. So I got home and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to fucking lay down and not touch anything because anything I'm going to touch is going to turn to shit.
Well, don't touch my computer. Turn to shit.
So apparently this episode is probably going to be just as good. So that's my day.
Let's see here. I want to talk about being victims of our own success.
Oh, again. Yes. I know where you're going with this.
So, last week.
Draw this out because my mouth is really dry.
Okay. Could you just like mix up the tea that's in there too?
Oh, goddamn.
The sugar's already in there. You just have to add the water. So, last week I get a message from a few people that says, oh, by the way, just to let you know, your website's down. I'm like, oh, fuck. Not again. It was like 3 or 4 days before the end of the month. So, okay, or that.
My bad.
So, I go there and it's down because we exceeded our bandwidth
again.
So, and I text message Julian, and he's like, yeah, I saw that on your Twitter, which I guess maybe I shouldn't text message the same thing.
And tweet it
at the same time. So I contacted Chris, and he helped us out a little bit. But the thing is now... We're going to have to start paying for our service, so...
And Ricky's used to giving his service away.
Right. But I usually don't get paid, so that's kind of weird. So... So we've had another person step in mm-hmm. to say that they we're not given any names.
Right.
That they're going to help us out. We're going to have to pay a low amount for our bandwidth, but it's going to be a lot more.
We get
bandwidth.
A lot more than we currently have.
So there's going to probably be a few days, maybe next week or the next few weeks, that our website's going to be down for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Maybe that long just to get every... Excuse me. Oh, spaghetti.
Ugh.
With cheese.
Ugh.
So there's going to be a few days that you can't get the shows. But another thing is because what's happening is not only people are downloading our new shows, but they're also downloading all the old shows.
And don't they know the old shows suck? Well, do not go past lower than show 200.
Well, we want people because
that's honestly about when I started.
Uh-huh.
And you know, it's
we want people to hear how the show has progressed, right?
Yeah, but you don't want to run them off.
Well, anyway, there's going to be a point where I'm going to have to start probably removing some of the shows. I think I've removed already the first 75.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking about removing the next 75 shows.
Uh-huh.
So, and to save even more room, probably here in a few months, the next 75 shows.
Uh-huh.
So, and this will give people more reason to want our DVDs. Because uh-huh. we haven't had any... you know, response for that.
Correct.
So, yeah, that's that. So we'll be moving to a new server. We'll have a lot more room. I don't know if anything will change with the website. I doubt it.
It shouldn't because...
And the feed's going to be all the same.
We've just updated the website less than a couple months ago, and I am really happy with it so far.
Yes, me too.
But
it's still pretty neat.
I guess we're going to have to take a link off our page.
We are.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If everyone doesn't know, the podcast has stopped podcasting.
Yes.
Due to personal reasons. So you can go find that information out on their website at starsandtartan.com.
I was really sad to hear that. You know, I really like them, and I hope...
Their show was funny, too.
I wish them both the best in their future endeavors.
Yes. Speaking of podcasts I've been listening to...
Mm-hmm.
And this will be something that we can talk about.
Okay.
I was listening to Cubs Out Loud, their last show.
Uh-huh.
And they were talking about how they're getting older. I think most of them are in their mid-30s. Did you listen to that one?
I have not listened to the most recent one yet.
Okay.
Because for some reason, most of the time I listen to shows on my iPhone when I'm at work. And mm-hmm. I never download anything. I always listen to everybody's show through... their own website.
Oh,
and
okay.
I can't get theirs through their
website
on the iPhone for some reason.
You'll have to download it on iTunes.
I know.
It's free.
I know, but still.
It's work. Julian wants simple. He wants to plug it in and he wants all the shows to automatically show up on his iPhone, but he'll not have to touch any or download any buttons.
Yeah, because that's complicated.
Yeah. He's still learning his Mac, though. He's still doing good.
Well, I'm doing it.
But anyway, they were talking about getting older and how... they don't feel like they're 38 years old.
Right.
Like, they feel like they're in their 20s still.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, and I responded to them. Actually, I wrote them an email, but then Griff was like, could you put that in MP3?
Are you serious?
I was like, okay, fine. I'll put it in MP3. Which I didn't get to talk. I didn't get to say everything in my email because I didn't want to read the email just into a microphone, you know?
My God.
So they're recording that today, and I guess that's going to be in there. But I was just saying that ever since I've turned 30,
mm-hmm.
I've had like the best times of my life so far.
Right.
It's like been the craziest. I've met the most people. I've just done things that I would never imagine I would have done. And I, you know, I told him also, I said, the good thing is that I've taken everything that I learned in my 20s when I was stupid and young and did stupid shit, carried it on into my 30s. And then I can, like, instead of viewing or trying to decide on my friends from the way they look or what they have, I can actually get to know them as a person and listen to their life experiences or something, you know, something other than looks to decide if they should be my friend or not.
Yeah, right.
So.
Apparently,
what the fuck is all
we
that?
Have a troll or a douchebag in the chat room.
If anybody in here has access to remove the person in there doing that, could you just remove them, please?
Yeah, unfortunately, neither Ricky or I are able to do that crap on Pride 48.
So, yeah, I mean, I do have access. I just haven't set it up yet, but whatever. I don't know why someone's doing that. Room closed, please. That's kind of weird. I don't know who the administrator is, so let's see here.
Anyway.
Yeah, I can't remove them.
So, what else we got going on here? That was so long and rambling that I don't even know what you were talking about, actually. But it's okay. Don't talk about it anymore.
Well, I'm just going to say, if everybody goes to that person's name and clicks on their name and hits ignore, you won't see what they're posting.
Yeah, gotcha.
So, just do that. Do you have an opinion on that? Or
no.
About getting older? Do you feel like you're... How old are you? 34?
Uh-huh.
Getting ready to turn 35?
Well, not getting ready to.
I'm supposed to say your age.
Not getting ready to.
Because you're only 27, right?
That is correct. All right, RB 183 ignored.
Yes, we can't see that. Everyone ignore him, and you won't see anything. So
yeah. So anyway,
let's see. Do you want to say who's in the room?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. We have Ashley. I don't know who that is. I don't know who that is.
We have Brother Casey.
Hieronymus.
That's David down the street.
Oh, okay.
We have Kim Burr.
We have Misty, who's my friend here in Lakeland, too.
Pooh Bear.
Some asshole.
Tom from Boston.
Veritable Virgo.
Miss Wes. Wesley Stone.
And then we have some idlers, which I think they're always in the room, besides me and you. It's just because we're not chatting. We're not at the top part. So.
Oh, gotcha. Turnip Head and X3.
Yeah, I guess I really do need to set up this administrator thing.
Yeah, I know. Well, sorry, my apologies.
No!
What I wanted to say is, I'm sure everybody's heard it on the BFO by now, but we have officially announced where the 2010 Gay Days Podcaster Dinner is going to be held.
Yes, we have.
It is going to be June 4th, Friday, at the Villa de Flora restaurant inside the beautiful Gaylord Palms Resort Hotel, just minutes from the Magic Kingdom.
I'm excited. I've never been in there. I heard it's really nice, though.
It is really nice.
They have like a big atrium and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like glass covered, right?
Yes, totally glass covered. And there's like lagoons and all kinds of lush plants, and it's very nice.
Alcoholic plants? Lush alcoholic plants?
Uh-huh. That's what I said.
Wow. What kind of dinner is it? What are we having?
It is, it's a Mediterranean-themed restaurant, and they have different like they'll have Italian one night and Greek one another night and Spanish another night. So anyway, the night we're going, it will be Italian. Then there's like 8 different booths, like little buffet areas where they have different kinds of foods, and it's staffed and
cool.
So it should
what
be
was that?
It should be very good.
Fucking Coke Zero makes you belch like a motherfucker.
It does. Oh my god.
I don't know why it does that. Oh, I guess our friend was being ignored, so they left.
So I officially got the reservations made and got everything going.
Awesome. I can't wait to meet everybody. It's gonna be fun.
But in to correct Big Fatty, parking will not be $12 as long as you spend $50 at the restaurant.
Right.
And say me and you are riding in the car, but we each only spend $40. Both of us will add towards the parking if we're riding in the same car.
Okay.
So our parking would be free.
And I would say most people will probably be taxiing it.
I would say
something.
The great majority of people will have their parking comped.
Right. How long are we be on for?
Oh, 21 minutes.
21? You want to do some emails? Voicemails?
I guess we can.
Oh, I forgot to say this, but Foul Monkeys actually celebrated their 4-year anniversary on April 29th.
Mm-hmm.
So we did get some phone calls for that.
Oh, cool. Ooh.
Ew. Gross.
I guess it is a good thing you have that screen for your mic.
I would say so, yes.
Because it'd probably be tainted by now.
Ugh. Taint. let's keep talking while we download some.
Oh god, I thought you'd have that shit
I thought
ready.
I had it downloaded, but I'm sorry I don't.
You suck.
You got anything else on your list?
But yeah, back to the Podcaster Dinner restaurant. I went over there to check it out, and it's really beautiful facility, and I think we'll have a good time there. Even though some people have poo-pooed the choice, but you know, I'd say let people decide for themselves
if they want to come or not.
Yeah.
Well, and they have a
not,
few weeks.
Not if they. I said. I was going to say let people decide for themselves on the quality of the food before they get a have a bad taste put in their mouth for them. That's just all I'll say.
I hate
about
when
that.
There's a bad taste put in the mouth for them.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, if people don't, I mean, it's really up to people if they want to come. If they don't want to come, that's
right.
The deal. But they shouldn't base it off someone else's opinion. They should form their own.
And keep in mind, since I'm coordinating this, if anybody irritates me, I'll put you in the Rosa Parks section of the table.
Oh, sorry. I contacted an administrator to the room so that they could get rid of whoever was in there.
Oh,
but they're gone.
Okay. So do you have your phone calls up?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead.
Let's play this song first, because I need to respond to this person. So
now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Foul Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Brought to you by...
Riggy's Anal Douche.
Ew, no.
When you need your manhole cleaned out... Try Ricky's Anal Douche.
Why is it named after me?
You know why.
I'm not even the one that has anal sex. Julian.
Well. I know how to keep my manhole clean.
I do too. Ricky sounds all techie. Well, I'm not even reading the room.
Well, you know, I think it was Ashley earlier.
Ashley in Illinois.
That said... she's like, the old shows with Herb sucked. He was way too annoying.
He was very serious sometimes. Like, he wouldn't, there was no fun. I'm surprised I still had listeners at that time, but I guess they loved me.
Of course they did.
That's, you know, I'm like the permanent thing on the show, so.
Hey, I've outlasted all the other ones, so.
That's very true. I think you've been on the longest amount of episodes so far. All right, so let's see. First call, let's see what we got here.
Hi, Ricky and Julian. This is Patrick from Don't Quit Your Day Job. And all of us here at Don't Quit Your Day Job, Melanie, Jerry, Stacy, and I would like to wish you a very happy 4th anniversary with Foul Monkeys. And we hope for 4 more years at least. DQYDJPodcast.com. Bye.
I can't guarantee 4 more years of.
You might get 4 more years of shit.
You might get another year. Pushing it.
No, we're going to stay as long as we can.
I guess.
We got to outlast the other ones.
Even if Ricky moves to Chicago.
Chicago. Yeah, I'm still thinking about that. I'm really as not gung-ho about it as I was originally. So I'm still keeping my options open. But even
just,
if we,
just like your legs.
Like your legs.
Oh, sorry, your mouth.
Fuck you. Yeah, so Chicago, I want to go, but
I'd like to visit. I would like to. I would definitely like to visit there sometime.
It's fun. I had a good time. Somebody
said the only thing to do in Chicago is eat pizza and go to Oprah, but Ricky had a good time there for some reason.
Well, actually, the people that I was with, they didn't even know where the Oprah building was. So, I mean, it can't be that fun.
Well, we're on the subject of Oprah. Who the fuck is she?
Oh.
To tell me.
Wait, is this a hate? I'm hating?
Who the fuck is she to tell me I cannot text while I'm in my own car driving on the road that my taxes paid for? If she don't want to text in her car, that's fine. She don't have to text
she
her
has,
car.
She's able to because she has a fucking driver.
Well, I don't need her to tell me I can't text and drive. That sounds like music from 6 Feet Under. Not like the beginning
of
music.
Oh, it does.
But
yeah.
Yeah.
That's just Turnip Head saying that he's in the room now, so if we get any more douchebags, then he'll get rid of them.
Okay. But yeah, that kind of irritated me.
Right. Well, she's a billionaire. She can say what she wants.
My twat is the no phone zone. Fuck you, Oprah. Fuck you.
I'm sorry. Even if they put the law through Florida saying that you cannot text, message, and drive, I will still fucking
you know
doing
what's
it.
More dangerous than texting and driving? A little white woman in a big-ass SUV.
Right.
Because they do not know how to control them goddamn things.
Or an Asian woman in a big USB. SUV.
That's more untouched than a turn signal on an Asian woman's car.
Oprah's pussy is the no play zone. It is for Gail. All right, let's see here. Next call. Wait, did I just play this one? Oh, here it is.
I don't know.
Hi, Foul Monkeys. Happy anniversary. Is Nicole there? Okay, just kidding. This is Kathy, Miss Kathy Bacon. All right, have a great day. Go walk a mile. Bye.
Miss Kathy Bacon sounds just a little sick or something.
She did.
Or she had a hoarse voice or something.
Oh, don't call her an equine.
I wasn't. Oh. I said she had a hoarse voice.
Oh, Mr. Ed.
Miss Kathy Bacon. That's one of Big Fatty's biggest listeners.
Oh, now you're calling her fat. Oh, my God.
After she told me to go walk a mile.
She's a horse and she's fat.
And she walks.
Oh, you're terrible today.
I love Miss Kathy Bacon.
Well, I love her
How
too.
How dare you put words in my mouth?
Why? People put everything else in your mouth.
All right, we're going to do one more call, and then we're going to end the first half.
Okay, because we'll we're up to 29:08.
Okay, here we go. Third and final call.
Yes, this is your Auntie Vera, and I just wanted to call your little show and wish you a happy 4th birthday of your little show, and I wanted to remind you that my birthday is this coming Friday, the 7th of May, and I'll be accepting lovely, lovely gifts at
P.O. Box
761 Woodland Hills, California, 91365. And if you're going to send me the California brittle from the Sea's Candy, I prefer the dark chocolate. Dear Gussie.
Thank you, Big Fatty.
I'm more important. Ouch, a big fatty come on TV or Charles eardrum blowout.
Yeah.
Sorry, people. That was my fault.
Yeah, it's always Ricky's fault.
It's always my fault. That was pretty funny.
That was.
I thought so. All right, so we're going to get out of here. Give us a call at 206-984-3685 or 863-666-0377.
You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
You can send us junk and stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802, which I have not checked in a while.
You better do that before they close it. Mm-hmm. Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at JC Marple.
And you can follow me on Twitter under Foul Monkeys or Facebook under Ricky Burton. Come find us.
All right. Anybody in the room, don't leave because we're still here for another half hour. But this is Julian.
And this is Ricky. Have a great week. Peace.